The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
I started running track at Franklin High School here in Portland. We were pretty good. I ran the 200, the 100, the 400 meters. I was in the 4x100 relay and the mile relay. I can remember to this day how incredibly hard we had to work to compete here in the Portland area. Well, all of that effort ended up earning me a scholarship to the University of Oregon, where I competed all 4 years. It helped underwrite my education, and in fact, I left without debt. Well, ever since the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference adopted a policy there that allows males who identify as females to compete in girls' athletic events, boys have consistently deprived those female athletes of honors and opportunities to compete at elite levels. I can't imagine what that would be like. Well, the policy and its results directly violate the requirements of Title IX. We've talked a lot about that here, a federal regulation designed to protect equal athletic opportunities for women and girls. Well, these female track competitors have been marginalized by this policy that Connecticut is allowing boys to compete as girls when they self-identify as girls. Well, this is, quite frankly, unacceptable. Well, Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys representing three female high school track competitors and their mothers have filed suit in federal court today to challenge Connecticut's policy. And let me just say, you have no idea how much courage it takes to be identified with this challenge. These three young women, these three athletes, have put their name on the challenge and their faces in the public. They have been robbed, and other female athletes as well, of opportunities because of the physical advantages of males. Well, joining us here to talk about all of that is Christina Holcomb. She's legal counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom and one of the three students. And they are, by the way, Selena Soule, who's a senior, Chelsea Mitchell, who's also a senior, and my guest, Alana Smith, who's a sophomore. And by the way, her father is Lee Smith. He was inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame just this last year. They join us to talk about this challenge that was introduced challenge just today. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Alana, are you with us as well?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. Let me ask you, Christina, can you tell us a little bit about the press conference that was held earlier today announcing this challenge?
Absolutely. So earlier this morning, Alliance Defending Freedom filed a federal lawsuit for violation of Title IX, and we did hold a press conference on the steps of the Connecticut State Capitol with all three female athletes, Selena Soule, Chelsea Mitchell, and Alana Smith, just announcing the lawsuit and the purposes behind it, which is ultimately to restore fairness and a level playing field to women's sports.
Now, Alana, what made you sign on to this effort to try to level the playing field once again that will give you an opportunity to compete on that level playing field?
Because I realized how unfair it was. I wanted to stand up and be able to make a change.
Well, I certainly honor and respect your decision to do just that. Girls, as ADF's legal counsel has said, deserve to compete on a level playing field, and having separate boys and girls sports has always been based on biological differences. That does not change when a biological male self-identifies as a female, even when they're taking hormones. It does not balance that level playing field. I think that's something of a misconception, Christina, that the expectation is that there is some physical deficit that's inherited through the process that does make it a level playing field. That is not the case.
You're exactly right. It is not the case. And the studies show that both common sense and science tell us that males have physiological advantages that are not undone by so-called hormone suppression treatments and so forth. Males have larger lungs, stronger hearts, denser bones, taller bones. And these advantages are just not undone by any sort of treatment. And again, Title IX was designed to ensure that young women like Alana have that level playing field, have the opportunity to be champions, to experience the thrill of victory. And that right now is being denied young women in Connecticut.
And the complaint, which was filed in Seoul versus Connecticut Association of Schools with the U.S. District Court for the District of Connecticut, explains, and I'm quoting, that this policy and others like it pose a concrete threat to Title IX gains because inescapable biological facts of human species are not stereotypes. They're not social constructs or relics of past discrimination. And as a result, some male athletes consistently have the opportunity to achieve records 10 to 20% higher than comparably fit and trained women across almost all athletic events, and even wider consistent disparities in long-term endurance events and contests of sheer strength. So the playing field is certainly not level.
They're exactly right. And what we're seeing in Connecticut right now is essentially the elimination of women's sports as a category. When they become co-ed, you no longer have women's sports. And frankly, it won't be very long before you no longer have biological women on the podium receiving those medals.
Yeah. Now, Alana, I mentioned earlier, I recall very vividly through high school and university, the training that's required to compete. Explain to our listeners what it's like to reach the peak of your capacity and then to find that your competitors have an edge that you cannot, a deficit that cannot be achieved through training.
I train really, really hard at practice, and I always try my best. And then when I get up to the line and realize that my training doesn't really matter because we already know who's going to take the top spot, it's really disappointing to know that we worked really hard for nothing.
You compete, as I understand it, in the 100-meter, 200-meter, 400, the 4x400. These are the same events that I competed in as well, so I know the kind of training that you're involved in. It's not just a matter of winning individual races. You aspire to perhaps elite competition as well as the possibility of scholarship programs.
Yeah, I want to run in college.
So have you competed against males who are identifying as females, and how has that impacted your ability to compete?
Yes, I have, and I've run against them really only at, like, the State Open and at New England, so it's the really big meet, so it's really upsetting to not get, like, the top spots at meets that are that big and important.
How do you hope this will impact your ability to compete? Because you're a sophomore, as I understand. You still have this and two more years to compete. What do you hope will happen with this challenge to the Connecticut policy?
I hope that fairness will be restored to my sport and that I'll be able to run against biological females, and that's it.
Well, my understanding is you are very talented, you work very hard, and there's a very strong possibility that you will become an elite athlete when put on par with female athletes in this kind of competition. I wish you the best of luck and hope that this will move forward in a way that gives everybody the opportunity to compete with individuals with whom they are on par with. Let me ask you, Christina, what happens now? The challenge has been issued. What happens?
Well, this morning, in addition to filing the federal lawsuit, we also filed what's called a motion for preliminary injunction. So we have asked the court to stop this discriminatory policy while the lawsuit moves forward. Now, look, these young women are competing right now. We are in the middle of the indoor track season, mm-hmm. and we have state championships coming up tomorrow and Friday. So this is very pertinent. This is happening now. We need the policy stopped so that young women can compete on a level playing field while the case proceeds.
Are you optimistic for that element of the challenge?
I really am. I am optimistic. I think this is a very clear violation of Title IX. We'll see what the judge does with this. But Title IX was designed to provide that level playing field for women. That has been taken away in Connecticut. And so we're optimistic that that will ultimately be restored.
Alana, are you competing in the indoor meets?
No, I do cheerleading during the indoor season.
Oh, that's exactly what I did. That's pretty cool. Well, best of luck to you in the spring season. Go ahead. Christina.
Oh, I was just gonna comment. Selena and Chelsea both are competing in the indoor track season, and all three of them do plan to compete in the outdoor season. So this is an evergreen issue, and it's one that we need court action now.
Yeah, and I should mention that Selena and Chelsea are both seniors, so this is their last shot at being seen and possibly garnering scholarships as a result of their athletic competition. Best of luck to you, Alana. We will certainly continue to follow what happens in this challenge with great interest and appreciate your taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Again, Christina Holcomb is legal counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, and student athlete Alana Smith also talking about the challenge she faces as one of three female complainants in the official Title IX complaint to the Office of Civil Rights in the Department of Education this past August.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. They are preparing grounded leaders who are impacting public policy and serving in the public square. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.